是在希伯来书十二章一至二节。所以我们既然有这么多的见证人像云彩围绕着我们，就应该脱下各样的拖累和容易缠住我们的罪，以坚忍的心奔跑那摆在我们前面的赛程，专一注视耶稣，就是我们信心的创始者和完成者。他因为那摆在前面的喜乐，就忍受了十字架，轻看了羞辱，现在就坐在神宝座的右边。士师记二章八至十三节。耶和华的仆人乱的儿子约书亚，在110岁的时候就死了。以色列人把他埋葬在他地业的境内，就是以法莲山地的以法莲山地，在加实山北边的亭拿希列。那一代的人都归到他们的列祖那里以后，有另一代的人兴起来了，他们不认识耶和华，也不知道耶和华为以色列人所行的事。以色列人行了耶和华看为恶的事，去侍奉众巴力，他们离弃了领他们出埃及地的耶和华他们列祖的神，去跟从别的神，就是他们周围各族的神，敬拜他们，惹耶和华发怒。他们离弃了耶和华，去侍奉巴力和阿斯他录。咁今日我哋好高兴咧，今日系阿瓦娜少年君主日，咁我哋好高兴，我哋请到Roy Turkinson 教授嚟为我哋宣讲今日嘅信息。咁Turkinson 呢个名系咪好熟咧？佢就系我哋前两届阿瓦娜主日嘅讲员，亦都系前阿瓦娜BC 总监 Pastor Alistair 嘅爸爸。咁样Turkinson 教授咧，佢系喺北爱尔兰出世，咁样佢喺1975年咧就同佢太太 Evelyn 结婚，咁第二年就已经移民加拿大，所以都嚟咗加拿大咗成40年啦。咁样佢喺1984年，佢就喺开始阿瓦娜嘅侍奉，咁喺2012年咧，佢亦都系成为阿瓦娜嘅董事。咁佢曾經喺我哋 UBC 大學嗰度做教授，佢喺舊年咧亦都剛剛退休。咁我哋好高興今日佢可以嚟到我哋宣講信息。今日嘅主題係What in the world are you doing beyond your church looking to Jesus？ 係我哋喺世界上，我哋繼續做乜咧？我哋係咪向前喺教會向前觀望？我哋將時間交俾Turkinson 教授。
No idea what she said, but I hope it was good. Obviously, a lot of you speak English as well, which that's good. Well, it's a great privilege for my wife Evelyn and I to be here this morning. To celebrate with you 24 years of Awana here at this church. If you could only do this, if you're able to go back and look at the number of children and leaders that you've had over 24 years and how many books have been finished and how many verses have been learned, I think you'd be very impressed. Now, what I'd like to do this morning is to challenge you not so much to think on this last 24 years, which no doubt has been remarkable, but to look forward for the next 24 or perhaps even 50 years into the future. Now, I've just been looking at your bulletin, and in response to the question that's on the screen, it says, "What in the world are you doing?" I see that you're doing a lot.
I see that you're doing a lot. 翻呢個嘅題目，你喺呢個世界究竟喺度做緊乜嘢？我相信其實呢間教會係做緊好多嘅嘢。
You seem to be involved in a lot of ministries locally and overseas, but don't sit back. There's always lots more to do. Now, what I want to speak to you this morning, particularly with, is Awana. We think of Awana as a game circle or a game square, and sometimes with the grey vests or the grey shirts that the children used to wear. But Awana is a lot, lot more than simply what we do on a night during the week here in the church. I was speaking to some earlier and said that I met an Awana leader on Thursday night, and he had been in Awana for 49 years. But he's not the oldest Awana leader. The originator of Awana was called Art Rohrheim. And he started Awana back in about 1950. And he still comes into the Awana headquarters every day, and he's 98 years old. So if you work that out, he's been a leader for 66 years. And I'm sure when Art first started Awana back in 1950, he had no idea the impact that Awana would have in Chicago, in the States, and throughout the whole of the world. And in case you wonder why red, blue, green, and yellow, the simple answer is he wanted to play games with the children, and he had four bean bags, and that was the four colours. There are all sorts of magic explanations, but that's the real one. He had four bean bags, red, blue, green, yellow. So from a very simple beginning, Awana is now not only in churches, in many churches throughout the world, but it's refugees, in refugee camps, in slums, prisons, and many other hard-to-reach places throughout the world. And the mission of Awana is to simply reach every child everywhere. And we currently have a target of 10 million children per week by the year 2020. Now, before I leave this screen, you'll see it mentions the word slums. The largest slum in Africa is in the city of Nairobi, with 1 million people living in the most miserable imaginable conditions. And that slum has over 400 Awana clubs. And you see on the screen the word refugee camps. And of course, with the ISIS problems in Syria and in Iraq, multitudes of Muslims are leaving Syria and going across the border into Jordan. And those refugee camps in Jordan already have Awana clubs. So Awana really is trying to reach every child and family everywhere. Our current numbers are roughly 3 million children per week in 115 countries worldwide. Now, there's a big word on the screen that's the word transformative. Basically, what this is saying is that Awana teaches Scripture, and Scripture is the only thing that can change a life. Nothing else but the Word of God changes lives, and that's why we are Awana leaders, why you have Awana leaders, why you have Awana in this church, why we have Awana hopefully trying to reach every person, every child in the world, because the Word of God changes lives. Give you some numbers. Currently, these are the good numbers. The United States has roughly 11,000 active clubs. Canada has, as of last Thursday evening, we have
473.
Now, 473 mightn't sound that big to you, but 5 years ago we had only 325. So in 5 years, we have increased by over 30%. Now, there are some real hot spots, some real places where God is doing magnificent things through the ministry of Awana. And some of them are on the screen. In East Africa, there's a group of nations there which are listed for you, running up to 2,000 clubs and almost 500,000 children reach the gospel every week. Now, why those numbers are important is that about 10 years ago, this region had almost no Awana clubs at all, but growing massively and quickly. Now, I've deliberately included in this list the country of Rwanda. Awana arrived in Rwanda about 6 or 7 years ago, and they now have 230 clubs. And it's a very small country.
Awana
Now, Rwanda is an extremely poor country. They have no resources, and Awana has got them started. But now they've got so excited about Awana, they want to take it on by themselves. Now, Rwanda is a country that has a mountain right down the middle, with Christian on one side, Muslim on the other side of the mountain. And these 230 clubs in the Christian zone are now taking Awana over the mountains into the Muslim area by themselves. And there's one club which in 1 year has 1,200 children, and they're nearly all Muslims. Now, Awana is also doing other things, and the major one I'd like to speak about briefly this morning is a ministry to dads who are mostly in prison. The United States is almost top in the world of the percentage of their population who is actually in prison. Very high proportion. And what this means, of course, is that a lot of children are left at home with no dad. Now, there are a lot of children also at home where dad has walked off and left them, or dad might even be at home but doesn't interact with the children even though he's there. To face this problem, Awana developed a program called Malachi Dads, which is based on the verse in Malachi chapter 4, which talks about the reconciliation of the coming together of a dad with his son. Now, there's a similar program for mothers called Hannah's Gift.
有一個類似的事工是為一些女士而設的，就是叫做哈拿的禮物。
So these two programs, Malachi's Dads and Hannah's Gift, mostly developed to reach people who are in prison. So imprisoned mothers, imprisoned fathers, where the children are left behind on the outside.
咁呢兩個事工咧，係特別係發展，以至係去服侍一啲父母咧，都係被要囚禁，係喺監獄當中，而佢嘅細路咧係被留喺屋企冇人照顧。
Both programs are designed to equip the mums and the dads in five different areas. We'll not go through them all, but basically it's teaching them how to be good fathers, including being good spiritual leaders in their home.
呢啲嘅事工咧，都係特別設計去幫助一啲坐監嘅父母咧，去造就自己。特別嘅有五個地方係主要嘅，其中就係教佢哋點樣成為一個好嘅父母啦，亦都教導佢哋係點樣成為一個屬靈嘅領袖。
The ministry started in a prison in Louisiana, which you may or may not have heard of. It's called Angola Prison.
呢啲事工咧嘅開始嘅地方咧，就係喺一個你可能未好熟悉一個叫做安哥拉嘅監獄嗰度開始嘅。
Now, just about everyone who goes into Angola is not coming home again.
基本上咧，每一個入咗呢個監獄嘅人咧，都唔會出得翻嚟噶啦。
Angola is the highest security prison in the U.S., and most of its inmates are on death row.
呢個係最美國基本上最高設防嘅一個監獄，入咗去嘅大部分都差唔多都係死囚嚟噶啦。
Now, what has been happening in Angola is nothing short of a miracle.
喺安哥拉呢個監獄裏面發生嘅咧，都基本上可以被稱為都係一個神蹟。
Awana got permission to conduct Bible studies among the inmates.
Awana 係被准許咧，係同一啲嘅被囚禁嘅人咧，係進行一啲嘅查經活動咯。
This became the Malachi Dads program.
呢一個就變成咗我哋嘅馬拉基爸爸呢個嘅項目。
A number of these death row inmates confessed faith in Jesus Christ.
呢一啲嘅死囚咧，好多都係接受咗耶稣基督成为佢个人救主。
And then their children were brought in to visit the dads in the prisons, and the dads start to witness to the children, who then go back outside the prison and witness to their mums and their relatives, and we're seeing people being saved outside the prison because of the dads being saved inside the prison.
咁就系因为嗰啲爸爸唔可以出嚟啦，啲小朋友去探佢，咁佢呢啲嘅父亲咧。因为信咗主之后咧，就向佢个细路哥咧就系作见证。咁细路仔听咗见证之后咧，将呢个福音咧带翻出去呢个监狱以外，甚至向佢嘅妈妈啦，同埋个家人咧去作见证，以致佢哋一家都得救。
Now the program is now in 50 prisons in the U.S. and as you see on the screen, about 1,500 prisoners have been saved through this ministry.
你可以睇到頭成片咧，就係因為經過呢個事工咧，已經有成1,500個弟兄係被得救，係接觸咗好多人嘅生命。
The interesting thing here is that these are lives, men, some women, but particularly men who have been the most violent in our society, who have been, the system has been totally unable to change them, but the gospel of Jesus Christ has been able to change them, and we don't hear that on CNN.
我哋唔可能聽到呢一啲嘅消息喺中央電台嗰度話點樣改呢啲嘅囚犯被點樣改變，但係基本上佢喺呢個喺制度裏面係唔能夠改變，但係福音嘅大能就將佢哋改變過嚟。
Some not so good numbers。
跟住一啲唔係最好嘅數目。
If we turn to Europe，
如果我哋咁轉眼間去睇呢個歐洲啊。
I'll not read out all the country names to you, but basically most of the countries of Europe have almost got no Awana clubs whatsoever.
我想我不逐個講了，但是你可以看到大部分歐洲的國家基本上都差不多沒什麼Awana這個事工在裡面。
Now if we recall that Canada, we have a population of, 35 million. We have about 470 clubs. The UK has got double the population of Canada.So we should expect maybe 900 or 1,000 clubs, but we've only got 8.
加拿大都有成3,000万嘅人口啦，都有成473个会喺里面。但系英国咧比我哋嘅人口超过一倍以上，但系佢净系得八个啫。
Now we have to ask ourselves the question: What went wrong?
我哋真系要好严肃嘅问自己一句说话：点有咩嘢错咗咧？
The countries of Europe were those same countries that experienced the Reformation.
呢啲歐洲國家係亦都係以前經歷過呢個信仰復興改革嘅國家嚟嘅。
If we look at Germany, the Netherlands, England in particular, were just on fire for the gospel and sending missionaries out all over the world.
看回德國、荷蘭，最重要就是英國，他們以前都送了很多很多的宣教士出去去傳福音的。
And yet today they are basically spiritually dead.
以前他們是帶領著這個福音的 方向去前进，但是现在基本上都已经是在灵里属于死亡的状态。
There's lots of grand cathedrals, but they're nearly all tourist attractions.
它有很多很漂亮的教堂，但基本上都是成为游览胜地。
Perhaps hundreds, maybe thousands of churches, mostly empty.
基本一百甚至成二千上计的教会都是空空如也的。
And the question is, what went wrong and could it happen here?
问题就是究竟有什么事做错呢？会不会这些可能也都会在这里发生？
Aha. Go back.
Yes.
I think that's the one we...
You want me to read that?
I think it went too far. It's shot forward a bunch of... Oh, it's way shot forward.
There we go.
Not sure what happened there. Shot forward six. What I want you to do is...
Oops.
That's gone out altogether. What I want you to imagine is that the children of Israel, the children of Israel have been wandering in the wilderness for 40 years. They're now standing on Mount Nebo, ready to enter the promised land.
现在不如我们去看旧约，以色列的民众呢，经过四十年的流浪之后呢，现在站在尼波山上边，准备入去迦南地。
Moses has died, and he has passed the leadership on to Joshua.
摩西当时候已经死了，那已经将他的领袖这个地位是交了给约书亚。
Now, the story from Mount Nebo for this next 30 to 40 years is very, very simple.
这个尼波山上的故事呢，就是30至40年的故事，其实是很简单一个故事。
Joshua is instructing the people and he says, we're going to go into the promised land. God has given it to us. Now, be faithful and do everything that he commanded us and what Moses commanded us to do, and we'll be successful.
那个故事就是，如果你肯顺从听摩西教我们一起话语，跟从他依照神指示，是继续遵行神的话语，我们就会有一切的顺利。
And if you read through the passage in Joshua chapter 1, it says the people were really very excited about this. They were entering the promised land. They were going to do everything that the Lord commanded, everything that Moses commanded, and they were just charging, ready to go forth to be real warriors for God.
在《书亚记》第一章里面，其实会众都是非常之的兴奋和很热心。容许我在这里读一些经节。只要刚强大大壮胆，谨守遵行我仆人摩西所吩咐你的一切律法，不可偏离左右，使你无论往哪里去都可以顺利。这律法书不可离开你的口，只要昼夜思想，好使你谨守遵行在这书上所写的一切话，如此你的道路就可以亨通，凡事顺利。他们回答约书亚说，你所吩咐我们行的，我们都必行；你所差遣我们去的，我们都必去。我们从前在这一切事上怎样听从摩西，现在也必照样听从你。唯愿耶和华你的神与你同在，像与摩西同在一样。
Now the question we ask is, what was it that Moses told them that Joshua said, I want you to do everything that Moses told you to do? So what did Moses tell them to do?
究竟摩西当时候吩咐的是什么呢？而他约书亚又这么着重地再重复说，你要听从摩西所讲的一切话呢？
Moses basically said,Take the word of the Lord, meditate on it day and night, and teach it diligently to your children.
其实摩西呢，就是说，你要将神所讲的一切话牢牢记住，谨守，跟着是要好好的教去给你下一代。
And if I could use my own words here, Moses was saying, teach it to your children when you get up in the morning, when you're having breakfast, when you take them to school, when you take them to piano,When you take them to Awana, when you take them to church, when they go to bed at night, all the time, take every opportunity, teach your children, teach your grandchildren, just teach them the Word of God.
如果我可以用自己的说话来讲，就是无论你带小朋友吃早餐啦、出门口啦、上堂啦、去阿瓦纳啦、翻教会啦、做任何嘢，你都要教导佢神嘅话语，教导你嘅孙，教导你嘅小朋友，教佢教佢关于神嘅事。
Now Moses was so serious about this, he told them to bind it on their forearms and to tie it to their forehead. And you'll see the photograph here. The Orthodox Jewish people take this very seriously.And you can see on the photograph a little box on the head, which has got this passage from Deuteronomy, and the straps around their arms, which also has the scriptures tied to their arms. So when Moses said, put it here, they take it very seriously.
那个经文的出处呢，就是你们要尽全心、全性、全力爱耶和你的神。我今吩咐你的这些话，都要记在你的心上。你要把这些话不断地教训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里，或行在路上，或躺下，或起来的时候，都要谈论。你要把这些话系在手上作记号，戴在头上作头带，又要写在你们房屋的门柱上和城门上。你可以睇到头先个图画里面，一个佢哋犹太人今日咧都系真系非常尽心嘅去做呢啲嘅事，就将呢一段嘅经文咧就作摆喺个盒仔，摆喺自己额头上绑住，将经文咧写喺啲皮带上，缠喺个手上高，佢系牢牢记住呢啲嘅教训。
Now we might think this looks a little bit funny, that or the box or the straps on the arms, but it's a reminder of what they're meant to do. They don't wear these all the time.Mostly on the Sabbath, but it's just a reminder to train their children, and they've been very good at it.
你可能覺得好滑稽，佢哋咁樣樣戴法，但係真係一個係好好嘅提醒，令到佢哋記得。即係佢通常都係喺安息日先咁樣樣做，但係一好好嘅提醒，教導佢哋點樣一定要將神嘅話要好好教俾下一代。
Now, about 1 year later, after all of this Mount Nebo, about 1 year later, they've crossed over the Jordan.They're in the promised land, and Joshua's talking to them again.
就冇幾耐之後咧，佢哋就離開咗尼波山，就準備要入去迦南地啦。
And Joshua repeats what he said 1 year earlier. He says, "I want you to do all the things that the Lord and that Moses commanded you to do."
就一年後啫，咁約書亞就再提醒佢哋當時喺尼波山佢哋發誓嘅事，就係你哋一定要。牢牢地去跟住你以前所讲嘅嘢，就系要将神嘅话要好好嘅记住、紧守住啦。
And what was that? It was teach your children diligently.
最主要咧就系记得好好嘅去教你下一代、教你嘅小朋友。
And what the people do? The people said, "Of course we'll do it. We wanted it. We're excited about doing it. We will do it."
咁嗰班會眾咧就非常之興奮，亦都好堅決嘅話：我一定會咁樣做，我一定會咁樣做，我一定仲有其他咩嘢咧？我一定會咁樣做。
And then Joshua turns round to them and says, "No, you won't. You're not able to."
跟住約書亞就同佢哋講話：其實你係做唔到嘅，你根本冇可能做到。
And the people respond with, "No, no, no. We can do it. We will do it. We will serve the Lord."
但会众就话唔会，我一定会跟到，一定会咁样做，我一定会去服侍我哋耶和华。好似经文讲话，不，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
So what we have here are four different cases over the course of about 1 year, where the people said, "We will do what the Lord commanded. We will do what Moses said. We will do as we've been told. We will teach our children."
就喺四唔同嗰四个情况里面，喺一年之间咧，你系听到一啲会众系作咗啲承诺，每一次都系我一定会听摩西教导，好好嘅将神嘅话语教俾下一代。
And then 40 years later, just one generation. As I said to the group earlier, I remember when our son Alistair, who many of you know, started Sparkies, and he was about this height. That was about 34 years ago. So it's 40 years is not very long.
佢話眨下間四十年之後咧，就發生咗啲事。咁啊，記得我嘅仔 Alistair 咧，佢啱啱開始 Awana 嗰時係 Spark， 就係佢頭先話得咁高嘅啫。
And what happened 40 years later? In Judges chapter 2 it says there arose another generation who basically didn't know anything. They abandoned God, they started to worship other gods, and the end of the verse 13 says, they abandoned the Lord and served the Baals and Ashtaroths.
但是40年之后发生什么事呢？我们一起看经文，在约士师记二章十节那里开始，那一代的人都归到他们的列祖那里去，有另一代的人兴起来了，他们不认识耶和华，也不知道耶和华为以色列人所行的事。以色列人行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，去侍奉众巴力，他们离弃了领他们出埃及的耶和华，他们列祖的神，去跟从别的神，就是他们周围各族的神，敬拜他们惹耶和华发怒，他们离弃了耶和华，去侍奉巴力和阿斯他录。就是看到第13节那里，他们离弃了神，甚至去服侍其他不耶和华嫉妒的神。
So from yes we'll do it, yes we'll do it, we want to do it, and a lot of excitement, until 40 years later there's nothing. What happened?From a reformation when England, Germany, and the Netherlands were sending missionaries out all over the world, and now nothing. What happened?
你睇翻旧约呢度咧，佢哋系好兴奋嘅，佢话我哋必会系咁跟从耶和华，一必定侍奉耶和华。到四十年之后，一代之后就离弃咗神，甚至系拜其他嘅偶像。又亦都睇到欧洲嗰度由宗教改革，有好多嘅宣教士。復興咗，同甚至接觸好多個地方嘅時候，以至到今時今日教會凋零嘅情況，究竟有咩係錯咗呢？
I think it's fairly obvious.
相信好明顯。
The people said we will do it.
啲人話佢一定會做。
And they didn't.
但其實佢係冇做到。
So they didn't teach their children. They didn't teach their grandchildren.
佢哋冇教到佢哋嘅細蚊仔，亦都冇教到佢啲孫。
And in Europe, we have a bunch of empty churches, and in the land of Canaan, we had a bunch of idols, if you wish, totem poles that the people were worshipping. They weren't worshipping God.
在歐洲那裡是教會凋零，沒有人再相信主，但是在如果看回舊約，就是在迦南地，就是一片的偶像，在那裡拜一些人手做的偶像。
Now, what is important here is that this whole story happened in just one generation. One generation, 40 years.
最重要的一个教训呢，就是只是一代之间，一代之失，40年而已。
Probably one of Satan's greatest tricks is to make us look back to the past and say, aren't we wonderful? Look what we have done. Look what we have achieved.
可能撒旦最大的攻击就是叫我们停留在过往，回望我们所成就的。
And he takes our focus away from what is in the future and what we should be doing.
将我们的集中力就没有摆到在未来，我们前面的方向，究竟我们将要继续持守的是什么？
Now, when I see all these little sparkies and cubbies and TNT standing in front of us, I think you're probably doing a great job. When I see your bulletin that you're in,Japan, Ghana, Syria, Lebanon, Prince George, somewhere else, you're doing a great job.
我剛才看見在這裡唱歌的小朋友，又有Cubby, Sparkies, TNT, 很多小朋友，你們應該是做一個很好的工作，又看你們的程序表上高，你接觸很多國家，有日本，有加納，有喬治太子信，有很多很多其他的地方，你是做很好的工作。
But don't get stuck in thinking we're doing a great job and then stop. Do a great job and continue.
千祈就唔好停留，系话我哋做得几好啊，咁就停落嚟。但系要系继续嘅向前，继续嘅持守落去。
So I congratulate you again on your 24 years of excellent ministry, but I encourage you continue diligently, just as Deuteronomy says, diligently to train your children and your grandchildren.To continue to equip your leaders. You have a lot of the leaders I recognize from Kemp. That's fantastic. And move beyond just the four walls, which of course you're currently doing, and keep expanding, keep looking forward, not looking backward.
我是想希望当然是恭喜大家有24周年的实在的成就， 但是我希望你们是继续的往前的 去发展，继续的去着重去装备你们的下一代和你们的领袖，以致继续的是往前去前进。
So my final word is simply that where God is honored through diligent ministry, as in East Africa, as in India, as in many parts of China and many parts of the world, when God is honored, big things will happen.
我想再讲一讲的就是，当神是被敬重和是被敬畏的时候，大事就会发生的了。在很多东非，刚才所分享东非有很多事工的发展，印度有很多中国的地方，大事都在发生，奇妙的事在发生。
But when God is ignored, we just go all downhill.
但是如果我们遗弃神或者忘记神的时候，一切都会离我们而去，一切都会向下被失落的。
So when someone approaches you and says, do you want to be an Awana leader? There's only one answer.
如果有人问你可不可以帮 Awana 手呢，你就应该只得一个答案。
You should all be flocking forward now and saying, I want to be an Awana leader, I want to teach the kids.
你会要好像扑过去这样样，说是我一定帮手，我一定会帮小朋友。
With that, we'll say thank you very much. Thanks.
多谢晒你，唔该。
Thank you, Dr. Turkinson, for your message. And after serving Awana faithfully for 32 years, I don't think I could possibly say anything bad about you. Just to clarify that it was just introduction. And now it's our offering time. 现在是奉献的时间，请施事来到台前，我们为奉献祈祷。Let's bow our head and pray.多谢天父，神啊，多谢你，因为我们真是一班蒙福的人，你将福音带给我们，以致我们可以有盼望有将来。神啊，求你都赐福给我们以下下来的奉献，求天父用这些金钱去真是扩展你的事工，以致我们下一代我们都有接盼人，而将我们下一代都将你福音继续的去推广，以致更加的在世界上我们的工作去继续的延续下去，我们的福音工作去继续的扩展，我们感恩交托。